welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Hello, welcome to episode 256 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Edward Lamb, and the good pal Sean Orford. You all right, Sean?
I am good.
You're in the right channel, I'm in the left channel. How are you doing?
Yeah. So, although we're both in the UK, we're doing this online, yeah?
You're back in the UK, aren't you? You're good to be back? You recovered from your small amount of jet lag?
Yeah, no, it does take me time to adjust my body clock back again, but it is pretty much back. So, which is good.
Good to have you back.
Living in my moment, living in my present.
Good to hear it. We're chatting about silence today. We did briefly contemplate making it a silent podcast. But, well, as we'll discuss, there are other ways to bring silence into your life. So hopefully if you can just hang on for another 25, 30 minutes, we'll, you can get your silence fixed after this show. Liveinthepresent.co.uk is our website. Take a look for all the show notes and links from this and previous episodes. If you put your email address in the field on, or one of the fields on the website, we'll send you some free meditation files, which are quite relevant to this week's episode, and you'll get a discount code for our book, Live in the Present, as well. How you doing, Sean? You all right?
I'm good. I had a good week away in Abu Dhabi, where we did one online from there last week, where I was doing a conference. That was good.
Yeah, some exciting stuff out there for you. You met some, shook some hands and all that.
Yeah, and it's looking like I might get invitations to go to other parts of the world, which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then all four of us, us two and you two, went out to the movies on Saturday, which was amazing, at Claremont Farm, that deserve a shout-out.
Yep.
That amazing. Was really good.
Yeah, it was a good laugh on it. Yeah, we went to the Claremont Farm. It's like it's a farm, but they've developed this big farm shop in the last 2 or 3 years. It's got a cafe and what have you, but the upstairs has recently opened and they've just started to do some little movie nights, haven't they? Which this is the second time I've been to it, but they were playing Withnail and I, one of my favorites, which actually it was made in 1987, which it looks like it was made late '60s, but it's set in 69. But I didn't realize it was quite so recent, that if 87 is a recent date to you, sort of is.
It was good fun.
Yeah, it was a nice atmosphere. Yeah, they're doing
just love the way they did it. It was like being in someone's front room. So
I know, it's cool, isn't it? With the bars open at the back, so you can go and have a. Well, we did have a couple of tipples, did we not, Sean? A
couple of scoops.
A couple of scoops, and that movie is pretty. It's hilarious, man. What a script, but
yeah,
funny stuff. Should we crack on with the show?
Yeah, I do have a crack on.
Crack on. So, we've had a message on Twitter about what we could discuss, an idea, and we are obliging. A listener, a fan of the show, wants us to talk about silence because she's alerted me to this cool book, which I need to read now, called Silence in the Age of Noise by a chap called Erling Kagge, K-A-G-G-E. Sorry if I've got the pronunciation wrong there. Kagge looks about right to me. But Erling is a Norwegian explorer who I wasn't aware of, but I'm definitely going to dive into his stuff now. He's still going. He's still alive. Looks like he's in his kind of 40s, 50s, and there's quite a lot of his stuff on YouTube. But he's done a lot of exploring, particularly in Antarctica. All over. Done a lot of mountaineering. But once he had to spend 50 days walking solo across near the South Pole. His radio was broken, so he was basically out of touch with in the world. And he's just the book is about his lessons from that trip, from what I can see, and from his other experiences climbing mountains and just being generally by himself. So the world, Sean, is noisier than ever. I think, isn't it? But with technology and 24-hour news and people coming and going, a lot of which is positive stuff, but. Silence is a tricky one to kind of get your head around at the moment because it's not a default state for us anymore, is it?
Well, I want to dispute the word silence to start off with.
Oh, okay.
Just to be me. The issue of silence doesn't exist. Even people that are deaf don't experience silence, because if you've got hearing, you've got the sounds of nature all around you. You've got the sounds going on inside your body, inside your ears. Mm-hmm. And like I say, even when you're deaf, as in you can't hear anything outside of your body, there's still a lot of internal noise and electrical noise going on.
Yeah, I've got a set of ear defenders that I bought for my lads, because we go down the racetrack every now and again.
Yeah.
It's quite funny because they play with them just around the house. It's quite funny when they put them on, because they're not perfectly silent. But you can tell when they have them on, it's quite an eerie feeling for them, because all of a sudden they're alerted to the kind of the noises within themselves a bit more, and it just the world sounds so different. Amazing.
Yeah.
It's quite fun to watch.
It's a bit like when you hold a shell up to your ear and they say you can hear the sea inside it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what are you actually hearing? You're hearing the internal noises that are going on.
Yeah.
Inside your body. So in that sense, the concept of silence is only a concept. The reality of silence doesn't actually exist.
So why is the world, well, not so much why is the world noisier than ever, because it's technology has brought us to this place where the world is quite a small place now. You can contact pretty much anyone in any corner of the world at any point. You can get news from anywhere, and obviously we've got smartphones now that are constantly pinging and sending us notifications about various things going on in our lives. But why have we kind of generally moved towards this place where we like this noise in our lives? Because we're all addicted to it, aren't we?
Well, I have a weird kind of theory. And the theory goes something like this, is that when you're with yourself in what we would call silence, whether it's meditation or whether you're walking in the woods or whatever it is, that what you hear is your own internal voice and your own internal dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happened over time is the only way you'd break that internal dialogue that was going on whilst you were working in the field or doing whatever you were doing would either be by talking to other people or by maybe listening to someone telling a story. Then you get the invention of the printing press. So people start to lose themselves in the pictures in their mind that are in the story that they're reading. So that avoids their own internal stuff, which in the end turns into what we'd see as radio, media, music, audio, television, all that kind of stuff. And the further we go into the world of noise, mm-hmm. the less we listen to the inner voice. But this is the bit for me, this is the punchline, is if you look at how mental illness and things like anxiety and depression increase, they increase with industrialization and the movement away from an agricultural world to an urbanized industrial world. So that in rural Africa and rural China, places like that, you have very, very low levels of mental illness.
Mm.
So, and I think that there's a relationship between the noise that we use to avoid our inner voice and the levels of stress and distress that we're under. Ta-da! There you go.
You've solved it. Yeah, I mean, I have my own little routine for banishing silence from my life. I'm thinking specifically about kind of when I'm putting the boys to bed, or we take it in turns with each one. But either way, you know, generally I'll kind of lie next to them as they're dropping off, which it's a habit, but I kind of love it, to be honest, just lie next to them. It's a good laugh. But I have the routine of going through the different apps on my phone, and a similar routine in the morning, I guess, when I've woken up and got up and about a little bit. So I've got, I've got Instagram, Facebook, and then Twitter. Twitter takes the longest because it's loads of mad things going on in the world, obviously. And then I'll check news sites. So I've got The Guardian and Telegraph and BBC. And then once I've got through all that, which can take, you know, if you've got the time, it can take 20 minutes, half an hour sometimes. And then after that, if I'm still keen to sit around for a little bit longer, I've got YouTube, which is just an endless stream of, well, it's interesting stuff to me, you know, whatever I'm interested in at the moment. But it's got me thinking, what am I hiding from when I'm doing all this stuff? Or am I hiding from something? Is it always a negative thing to be kind of filling your time with stuff?
Well, I think it's a really interesting concept that everyone that's listening to this needs to kind of investigate for themselves. I was online this morning with someone in Qatar who had just been on a Vipassana 10-day retreat in India. And she is someone who is a very busy, intellectually motivated, active thinking person. And she came back and she said to me, "Have you been trying to kill me?" Like the first 3 days for her were absolute hell. Because she, for 11 hours a day, she was sitting in silence. Or she was sitting with her inner self, I'd say. And the thing with that is when you go on those kinds of programs, everything that you've avoided for the last however long all comes up to say hello. You start facing all the things that you've been avoiding, maybe for years, or maybe your whole life.
So when you've done the Vipassana course, you've done it once or twice, or I can't remember?
Well, I've done hundreds of those over the years in different disciplines. Mm-hmm. So like 7 days, 10 days, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So when you've done them, have the things that bubble up, are they things that you expected to, or are they things just come out of the blue, stuff from years ago that you hadn't even realised was perhaps an issue for you?
Mainly the second. There's been some stuff that I've kind of expected to come up. Maybe because I've expected it to come up, it has come up. But it's the stuff that when you... I can remember one person telling me that they were in a Vipassana sit and they were a few days in and they had this awful tension in their leg. And each time that they were doing a body focus, they'd come past this tension in their leg and they could feel the pain, like, oh. And then they would be going up and down their body and they could feel the tension. And then gradually, the tension turned into this amazing amount of anger that they were holding about their father. So that, you look a lot in that kind of world at muscle memory and how the muscles hold tension. And as all this stuff came out, it was huge kind of anger. It was like white hot venom came out of her, and she kind of dumped it and let it go. And the pain in her leg just dissolved, went away.
When you're on these courses, then, when silence is basically your life for 7 or 10 days,
yeah,
do you have? Or is a space? Is there a space put aside for people to go when these things do bubble up, so that, I don't know, a little safe space where maybe you can't talk to someone about what's going on, but, well, in an emergency case, someone might be bawling their eyes out about something that they haven't dealt with for 10, 20, 30 years. Is there somewhere to go where you can speak to someone and just say that this
but
is just...
There are helpers on the program, but also there's a main teacher on each course, and you can book time with the teacher in the middle of the day to go and have some time.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, most people, when you're living with whatever it is that's coming up for you and you start to process it and then you start to let it go, within a couple of days, it's passed and you're back into a state of clarity, which is a really peculiar but a wonderful feeling of being unburdened and being much almost physically lighter than you were when you began.
Yeah. Yeah, because these things, these anxieties, they can age us, can't they, man? You can feel yourself carrying them around. You're like a weight, like you say.
Yeah.
People can escape their thoughts, moving on a little bit, for various reasons, you know. But have you got some examples of why people might be hiding or, you know, avoiding silence? The main kind of reasons why they might be avoiding themselves?
The people I deal with, it would be people that are having post-trauma, which could be related to a traumatic incident, could be military, could be a road traffic accident, it could be an assault, it could be abuse, it could be all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And people will fill the world with noise to stop themselves facing those difficult issues. The other one that I get a lot of, especially with people that are a bit older, is people that are living in regret of things that they've done. And maybe there's shame involved in it. Maybe it is just straight regret of what I did or regret of what I didn't do.
They're going to say things that they haven't done in their lives can be a big regret. Yeah, I'm relatively young still, but 36 years old, and there's things that I haven't done that I could have. You know, a load of my pals went travelling when they were in their early 20s, and I chose not to. Yeah, for decent reasons at the time, but kind of look back and think, oh, man, I didn't experience that. I know the world and the places they went to are still out there, but we do have these little regrets, don't we, in our lives?
Yeah. So that kind of avoidance of discomfort, avoidance of the awkward, avoidance of the embarrassing, you know, I mean, any of us can do it. We could be sat on the top deck of a bus and review something from our past and go bright red.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's no one around us who knows what we're thinking about, but we have that internal embarrassment about what we've done.
Yeah.
What happened. And it's that kind of stuff that people avoid. And the more people have had access to noise, and the more people have avoided, which is my thing about, I think that that's where the correlation with the increase in psychiatric mental health disorders, and there's a lot connected with that. You know, how often? I mean, people get out of bed, the first thing they do is put the radio on or the television.
Yep. Yeah,
lots,
yeah.
Lots of kids go to bed listening to an audio book or watching a screen to go to sleep. You know, at what point are we actually with ourselves in silence?
Yeah, well, you build that time into your day, don't you? Your meditation in the morning, and well, you can find slots anywhere in the day now, I take it, to find a bit of a peace.
Yeah. Yeah, if I'm in the hospital and the client doesn't turn up, it's my opportunity to sit down for, you know, a good 20 minutes, say, out of my time, and just relax and do a little meditation.
And you find you don't have any. You're not kind of reaching for your phone at the same time. You find it quite easy to not switch, you know, go and have a chat with someone in the coffee room or where the staff are as well.
By the way, I'm the person where Robert says, why don't you listen to your phone? Why don't you answer your phone? And I'm thinking, oh, I haven't looked at my phone today. And then I look at there and I find I've got missed calls that I need to check up on. Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Because, yeah, I mean, if I got 20 minutes spare, which is quite rare... it's reaching straight for them. But I think one thing which I have been quite good at building that time into my day is my ride to and from work. It's quite hard to ride your bike, navigate traffic, and read your phone at the same time. It's not impossible, not that I've tried, but there are plenty of people that are trying to play with their phones whilst driving, so I'm told. But that, for me, that's quite... That is my 20 minutes at either end of the working day when I can get a bit of silence. And I really enjoy it. You know, I really look forward to my getting on the bike and getting on the roads and getting to work. Maybe it is because it's just that, it is that bit of silence for me. I'm not sure, really. I need to think about that a bit more.
Yeah.
But it is it's National Walking Month or something like that, I think. It just started today. I've been kind of involved a bit with the council on, you know, people actively travelling to work by a bike or by walking, and that's one of the benefits of that kind of travel, isn't it? Because
When you're on your bike, have you got headphones in, or are you?
No, not at all. No, I mean, I know it's not actually illegal in the UK to cycle with headphones in. I think it probably should be, to be honest. I know in America it is. But no, I think I need my wits about me. I need to be hearing traffic coming up behind me and around me and that kind of thing, and I like to stay connected to the world.
I think you should.
Yeah, well, you'll be out there with me soon, hey?
Yeah. I won't have my headphones on.
Bringing it on to the kind of... Look, I'm always looking at my kids for like how they do things and little cues on how they live. And my kids are, you know, like pretty standard 3 to 6 year olds. You know, they're good at playing. They love toys. They love being outside, out and about. But they also love their electronic devices too, so telly and iPads, that kind of thing. But at the same time, I think kids hate silence, but for different reasons. You know, I can't shut my two lads up. They're always asking questions. Always chattering away, chat, and it is exhausting. But at the same time, they're not avoiding silence, are they? Or are they? They're not doing it in a negative way, I assume.
Yeah, but what they're doing is they are busily learning, which is fabulous, and they are not... they haven't got... The noise they've got is an internal noise, which is questioning. And they're confirming or asking, which is different to having external noise, which is continually pumped into your ears, that you never really stop and hear your internal voices.
Yeah.
So I think there is a huge difference between a child who's naturally curious and wanting to know and asking questions and an adult who's just avoiding, you know.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's an important distinction there, isn't it? Because, I mean, I need to think harder about my avoidance of silence is to do with avoiding things going on my mind, or what I think it's more likely is, because I'm just constantly, I think with Twitter and the news especially, and YouTube, watching little how-to videos on YouTube, it is a sense of intrigue in how the world's working and how I can help make it a better place, the world. I'm not sure, I need to think harder about it. But I think maybe my avoidance of silence is almost childlike, maybe not quite on the level of my little boys, but silence isn't necessarily, or avoiding it isn't necessarily a bad thing, is that what you're saying? It can be a healthy thing.
Yeah. I suppose the question that we should ask you is, why is it that you find it so difficult to sit down and meditate, or to be, in our terms, in silence?
Yeah.
That's the question. That,
to which I do not have the answer. I'll start mulling it over on my ride to and from work in the next few days. Ed's resistance to meditation. Maybe I just subconsciously don't see it as a place where I can learn things. I'm always yet looking for things to learn online and in other parts of life, but maybe it hasn't clicked for me yet that, I don't know, maybe I'm not as interested in learning about myself as I am about other people and other things. I need to have a think about that one.
What you mean is you're naturally nosy, is what you're saying.
That's the one, yeah. Got it in one. interesting question. But yeah, there's a quote here I've got from one of the blog posts I'm going to share about how silence and stillness are teachers, how you can learn a lot from that quiet, which I think sums things up quite nicely.
And go into a bit more, what do you mean?
Well, it was just a throwaway, simple quote from that. In silence, we can learn things. I think maybe people, as we grow older, we kind of assume that in silence, you're wasting time, aren't you? That maybe you could be doing something productive, whereas the opposite is true quite often, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that the kind of quotes that come to me are quotes like, in the silence, I heard the answer to my problems. You know, those kinds of things that we get so busy filling our lives with noise that it's a bit like, I know people that pray, and they pray for the answer to a problem, and they forget the only way you're going to hear the answer to the problem is to shut up, stop praying, and start listening, because you're not going to hear an answer if you keep talking. So it's like the idea of me being in silence and then hearing the answers. So for me, if I'm going to write a book or something like that, I'm going to write a chapter, I will sit down and meditate for an hour and contemplate what it is I'm going to write before I get up and write it.
Cool.
And in the silence, or like I said, I'm disputing the word silence, but in that space, I hear the inner things that I need to write about.
Cool.
If that makes sense. I love this quote. This has to be one of the best quotes in the world. And it's an anonymous quote, so I don't know where it came from, but it says, a wise man once said nothing. I think that's really cool, because that idea that empty vessels make the most noise, they're usually the people that are making the most noise are the people that know the least.
Yep.
And they're trying to fill up the silence with their own noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good one, actually. All right, cool. Well, I mean, some kind of practical stuff that I just want to quickly mention is about, well, maybe at the end of this podcast, if people have time in their busy lives, once the music has faded out, maybe set a little timer on your watch I'm assuming you've got a smartwatch, as I do, but on your phone, or just stare at the clock and maybe just give yourself 5 minutes silence and see how you get on, just to get started. What do you think?
So does that mean that you're going to do that as well?
Oof, I'm a busy man. I've got emails coming in here, Sean. Flip the neck. I don't actually practice what I preach on this show.
I think when we go off air, I'll do it, you do it, if all the listeners do it, and then you can report back on the next episode how you get on.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I'm going to do it, guys. It's going to happen. I promise you. 2 minutes.
No. Five. We
all
said
right,
five.
5 minutes. 5 minutes. All right, it shall be done. Okay, yeah. And also, stuff. I'm pretty good at this anyway, but if your phone is lighting up like a Christmas tree constantly, there are ways you can manage that far more effectively, and I think you'll benefit from it. So, for example, for me, my work emails don't come in randomly or as and when they land. I have to physically click that get mail button on my laptop. And in fact, my work emails don't come to my phone. So if I'm out and about, I'm just unaware of it and blissfully unaware. So that the only time I ever get a work email is when I'm actually in a position to be ready to tackle it. And likewise, I've turned off notifications for WhatsApp because I'm in a lot of groups there where my phone will just be lighting up all the time. So yeah, WhatsApp, Facebook and Instagram, the only way I get notifications is if I actually go into the app. So my phone isn't like lighting up just by itself. So I've got a bit more control there, which I find quite important.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, because you must get a bucket load of emails as well and phone calls. Do you have any systems in place to manage all that?
Well, I know several people now that are quite successful business people that put their out of office on, and they say, on both the phone and on their email, and say, I am busy today. I will be answering and downloading all this information between 4 and 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And they just turn everything off so they can focus and get on what they need to do without being distracted.
Cool.
And I think that's quite cool, that.
Yeah. All right. Have you got a resource for us as well, Sean?
Well, I think we have to come back, because this is what we're talking about either Headspace, Mind Pilot, Calm, any of those apps that introduce you to the idea of sitting down and beginning to just let the noise around you go.
Yeah.
And there's so many out there now, you know, Meditation Oasis.
And of course, we have our own free meditation files that people may or may not have yet, the toolkit that you get when you sign up to our mailing list.
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah.
All right.
What about yourself?
I'm going to link to the book that our listener first alerted me to, by this chap, Erling Kadja, and also I'll stick in, he's done a TEDx talk as well, which is on a similar topic. I assume he was kind of promoting the book and talking about. I haven't watched it yet, but I've got the link saved, so I'll put that in the show notes so people can see him talk as well, and then maybe buy the book on the back of it, because it looks like a fantastic read.
Sounds good to me.
Cool. Okay. We'll get set for our 5 minutes of silence after this. Everyone, get yourselves ready.
Your phone.
Pardon?
Have you set your phone?
I will do as soon as
watch.
I get.
Your watch.
Yeah, I'll do it on my watch. I don't have to type into a phone anymore. I just speak to my watch, and it all is taken care of.
Hello, Ed.
Yeah. We'll be back next week. Liveinthepresent.co.uk for all the show notes and links and the free meditation files, book discount codes there as well. And Sean, you take it easy. Have a good one.
I'm going to go and enjoy my 5 minutes.
Set your timers, guys. Have a good week.
You take care. Bye.
See ya. Bye.